Hi, this is Service Renegade reporting for Potentio. Today we've gone all independent and we're on Lamb's Conduit Street in London. I've just come out of Tutti's coffee shop where we waved at Starbucks. And now we're specifically here to do a secret shop on the People's Supermarket. You may have seen People's Supermarket on Channel 4 on Sunday. And we were very excited to come down here and find out what all the fuss was about. People's Supermarket is a new kind of social shopping where you can become a member of the supermarket to achieve some discounts on your food, or indeed volunteer your time to work in the supermarket for free while getting greater discount on your purchases. So we thought we'd come down and check it out after the programme on Sunday. And we've just spent 5 or 10 minutes in the store. And now is the time to tell you what we thought. So just in terms of the service, people, product and environment are the areas we'd like to quickly talk about. First of all, in-store, from a people perspective, a really buzzy atmosphere, lots going on in-store, lively. It was actually really quite full of people when we were there shopping. And when I was red scanning some prices, which we'll come to in a minute, using my iPhone, a guy called Mo came up and was interested to see what I was doing. But he was a really energetic guy, young chap. And I asked him to tell me a little bit about working there. And he said things like, well, you know, man, we're all equal at this shop. We're all a part of a community here and we love it. And you can own it as well as much as we can by becoming a member. So we had a really good chat and I just really liked his involvement and excitement about the project and obviously the service that he offered. That was one of many little discussions that we had from the moment we walked into the store to leaving the store and actually buying some food. So great people, that created a really nice environment. From a product perspective, loving the chalk and talk and the signage and the little star suggestions, all the handwritten signs. Actually there was choice. after having watched the show on Sunday, I was worried about whether or not there would actually be anything on the shelf. And there is, which means they must be doing well. Apart from that, it looked wholesome, organic and fresh. There was variety. In terms of pricing, though, having a red scanned and checked prices against the nearest competitors, it was a little bit more expensive than I would have liked. But there again, the point is that you sign up, become a member and achieve a 10% discount. So with that in mind, the food would definitely have parity with other supermarkets. So thumbs up. Really, from an environment point of view, then finally, again, buzzy, bright, cheerful, had a real energy and a real buzz about it. And myself and my colleague Jan really loved just being in there. Having stood outside for a little while, people walking past, talking about the shop, they'd seen the show. There was clearly the word was out in the local area about what this was. People leaving the supermarket saying things like, oh, that was really different. We really liked that. And, you know, talking about the stuff that they'd bought. And people going into the store with just that feeling of, you know what, we're not just buying something off the shelf here. This is part of an experience and we're actually contributing. So that was great too. It was great to be a part of that. It's great to see that. So if we were giving each of those a score, 3 point something something each, from a people perspective, I would give that a 3. Not as great as it could have been there with my retail hat on. There was a bit of stacking of shelves, task focus, and a tiny bit of grumpiness on the part of some of the staff there. But I have to say that was outweighed by just the energy involvement of others. From product perspective, variety and choice, and well priced. So again, another 3. And from an overall environment point of view, well, thumbs up. Liked it, would go back. So we know that Mary Portis gave it an 8 out of 10. What would Potentio give it and the Service Renegade? Well, we'd give it an 8.5. That's Potentio, www.potentio.co.uk, secret shopping, the People's Supermarket. Thanks for listening.